And we are going to talk some football, and we're going to do it with a man who was the number one draft pick back in 2006, and Carlton fans will be loving Bryce Gibbs and loving the fact that the Blues have won four in a row. First time they've done that since, I think, back in 2011 off the top of my head. And Bryce Gibbs joins us on the line. Hey, congratulations, sir. What a great month of footy you guys have put together.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, it has been. And, you know, really proud of the boys' efforts over the last month of footy. Yeah, we're getting some reward for our hard-earned effort over the pre-season and early into the season. So it's definitely a good place to be around at the moment.
Just looks as though there's a great system, Bryce, to what you're doing in team defence and the way that you set up around the ground. Can you talk us through how big an impact that Coach Brendan Bolton has made in the short time he's been there?
Yeah, massive. Obviously, since Bolt's come on board and he's brought all his assistant coaches with him, we've worked on a game plan pretty tirelessly over the pre-season. And you're right, we've worked on a system that no matter what stage of the game is, that if we, you know, stick to that system, that we can get a result. And that's what we've done over the last couple of weeks. And it's pleasing that we've been able to do that.
Bryce, if you had told me after like seven, eight rounds that Carlton fans would be shocked and hanging their heads because Levi Casbolt's out for a few weeks, he probably wouldn't have got much of an argument, but he's just come on, hasn't he, in leaps and bounds. He's just been a key for you.
He's had a massive year. He straightens up so well, and his contested marking's just about the best in the competition. So, unfortunately, yeah, he went down with an injury yesterday, but probably could have been a little bit worse. So, we're you know, hoping he has a speedy recovery and gets back in the team sort of the back half of the season and can get back to playing that good footy that he has been this year.
Bryce, it was a great win for so many reasons, not least that you beat Port Adelaide, who are a pretty good side. But I thought yesterday's photo in the Sunday Herald Sun of Cade Simpson walking along with the great Bruce Doole and mentioning him in the same breath as Bruce Doole and seeing the love from Bruce towards Cade Simpson to win on his 250th game and for Michael Jamieson's 150th. Two blokes you'd just, you know, love to have in any team in the AFL. What a day it was for your club that has been, you know, long-suffering for the last 10 years. But, when you put it together yesterday, there was a lot to love.
Yeah, you're right, Eddie. For those two blokes, it was a bit more incentive to get over the line for them. Two really great clubmen who have given a lot to the club over what it's been a pretty tough time. And especially for Cade, you know, he's been one of the most underrated players in the comp, I reckon, for 10 or 15 years. And, you know, his face after the game, once the siren went, it's something I'd never remember. I'll forget because he was exhausted, and for us to do that for those boys, it was pretty special for us. So, rat, we could do it for him.
Bryce, you're closing in on 200 games. You're only 27 years of age still, and it hasn't been an easy time to be a Carlton footballer. And along the journey, you've won best and fairest, and you've delivered week in, week out. It must be exciting for you to think, hey, you know what? There's a chance now that we could get this young group through and really have a nice few years coming up for the Carlton Football Club.
Yeah, definitely. You're right. It hasn't been all smooth sailing in my career so far as a team success-wise. But, there is a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. And although we have had a good month of footy, we definitely understand there's a lot of hard work still to go into it. And some of the talent they've walked through the door last year's is really promising, and I'm looking forward to those blokes coming on and taking the club into a new era, and it's hopefully a successful era. So yeah, I'm wrapped that I've still got a few years left of my contract with the club, and hopefully I can be a part of some success in the near future.
Get Wietering back in the next couple of weeks, and Cripps is a great young bloke, as you mentioned, starting to really...
Big Cruz was on fire
Cruz
on the weekend.
Going well, and then you throw into yourself. And, of course, the lucky talisman of the Carlton Football Club, which is the helmet worn by your captain. Have you seen this? It's trending. The lucky helmet you haven't lost since Mark Murphy's been wearing the helmet.
Well, I don't think he actually needs to wear it anymore, but we're making him wear it every week from now on. So it's a lucky omen for us.
Well done, Brycey. Great stuff, mate. Fantastic to see Carlton win four in a row, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Good luck against
Thanks,
North.
Thanks, boys. Taps.
Bryce Gibbs, mate, joining us, an absolute star of the game. Get on board if you're a Carlton fan. Visit the membership.carltonfc.com website today or call 1300 Carlton. That was Bryce Gibbs here on Triple M.